Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome, Bills over the Buccaneers, 44-32 out at the stadium. Buffalo now 7-3. It was a ride today. No Dalton Kincaid and also neither a benched Keon Coleman. And yet you got sort of mostly good with a little bit bad vintage Josh Allen. Six total touchdowns, which is the new vernacular.
I'm sort of curious. I might... Let's maybe not find out what it would sound like if one of us said he wasn't that good today, but he scored six touchdowns. It was a weird game. He missed on some stuff and turned it over, but explosive plays were back today. Big, big passing plays. I mean, you know, catch and run on Ty Johnson, but the one to Shavers, and like those are great erasers. If the rest of it isn't really going, you know, it's not a day where they ran it very well, but they got big plays in the passing game. You've got receivers all over the stat sheet with 20 plus yard receptions, 43, 25, 52, 22, 23, just running down the list. Those are the kind of plays that have been pretty much lacking from the Bills offense most of the year.
Right. Where did that come from?
Separation.
I'm just watching on TV, but separation did not seem to be a problem today for a team that can't separate. Here is Josh Allen.
How fun was it for you out here today?
After that first quarter, it was really fun. Obviously, want to start better. Boneheaded decision down there. You know, I got fooled in the protection, slid it the wrong way. You know, and didn't give ourselves a chance down there. But I'm glad of how our defense responded. They only let up three there. Obviously, would love to convert on fourth down. I thought we made some plays tonight. I feel like I missed a few throws, too, that I don't normally miss, and something that we can improve on for sure.
Josh, at what point today did you kind of realize this was going to be a day when you were going to have to score a lot of points to win?
I mean, I think at the end of the first quarter, just the way things were going, just knowing that we were going to have to put our hard hats on and go to work, and you know, I thought we made some plays today.
Take us through that Shavers touchdown.
Yeah, you know, we checked out into a zone concept. They ran zone, and I should have probably thrown it to the back or Gabe. I went 1-2, and they were both open. And I should have thrown it, but I didn't. And then Shaves did a fantastic job of just turning up the sideline and making a heck of a catch.
Josh, how do you handle a game like this when it's so many momentum swings and, you know, just how does that really fuel the competitive edge?
Yeah, I think early on I was just probably, you know, riding the wave a little too much and just taking it one play at a time, understanding what Joe's calling and, again, just trying to execute the play being called.
It feels like there is still chemistry with Gabe, you know. Obviously, yeah. He's been gone for a while. Is that always there? Like, did you have to work on that, or did
no, I mean,
you just
pick
it's up?
All, I mean, we were with each other for a long time. I feel bad. I threw that little one-step slant really, really freaking hard in the end zone. You know, could have given him a better chance to score a touchdown there. But you know, we'll keep working on it.
Josh, there's been so much made the last few weeks of the passing game and some of the struggles. To have this kind of performance today from the group as a whole, can this be a springboard moving forward for the rest of the year?
I think so. We just got to do a good job of, again, not riding the wave. Trying to stay as level as possible, not getting too high, not getting too low. You know, starting off 4-0 and we're the best team in the world, lose two in a row when we're the worst team in the world, and it's like, we don't want to ride that. We just want to stay here, stay consistent, continue to work hard, put together game plans, and go out there and execute on game days.
Josh, can you talk about that last possession, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? You guys closed that out with a big
touchdown. Yeah, really big drive. Proud of how our guys handled that in the run game and the pass game. We made some plays, and Joe called a heck of a game there.
What did you make of the decision to not have Keon in the lineup today?
I don't make those decisions. You know, we love to have him out there. The way that rosters work is how it works sometimes.
Hey, Josh, as a leader on the team, obviously, what do you say to Keon in a situation like this where he's not up?
Yeah, just continue to keep working hard, you know, and control what he can control.
Josh, it seems like every time we come up here, it's like a record you're breaking. It's like you broke two today, three rushing, three passing. I mean, obviously, it seems like he was having a lot of fun out here, but a three for three multiple times, can you talk for a while?
Yeah, similar situation last year. Joe kind of called it. You know, again, just finding a way to score down there, and had some quarterback runs up, which obviously helps. But again, guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there too. So it takes everybody.
Obviously, Tyrell making those plays helps you guys on the football field significantly. But just as somebody who has known him for a while, how cool is it to see somebody get this opportunity and make the most of it?
It's so freaking cool. The guy just continues to work extremely hard. He's never once complained. You know, working from practice squad to now making legit plays in the NFL. And then you turn around after he scores a touchdown, he's on kickoff. You know, he's on punt return. He's doing all these things. You know, and it's fun to watch. It's inspiring. And the opportunity for doing, or what does Joe say? He says the opportunity or reward for doing is the opportunity to do more. And I think that's what he's earned over this course of the season and his career.
I feel like they were kind of backing off the blitz for a good chunk. I mean, early on they were coming after you, but it seemed like they didn't do that much. Maybe in the last three quarters. Did you get a feel of that or sense?
Yeah,
of that?
I think early on, just wasn't trusting what I was seeing. I was chasing some things. And then got into a rhythm and felt like I was seeing what they were doing, getting the ball out a little bit quicker and putting it into some space, and guys were making some plays. And I think that when you bring a lot of different blitzes from all over the field, like you don't need to attack downfield as much as you'd think, as you saw with Ty Johnson. You know, it's a swing route that he takes 50 yards, you know, but that's the opportunity you have when teams blitz like that. So all we're trying to do is get them out of doing that.
Josh, you mentioned kickoffs. How important were the returns of Ray Davis, Mecole Hardman today? What does that do for your offense when you're almost flipping the field to start?
Oh, such a spark. I'm proud of how they returned today. And, you know, that's huge for an offense to win the field position like that. And, again, I think, as we talk about, it's a three-phase game. And I think we won all three phases today if you know, take away really the first two possessions on offense. But, you know, proud of how our guys played today.
You mentioned the long one to Ty that he took. How big was that? And then was that maybe there on that fourth down that he went to Dawson and that was intercepted as well?
I mean, potentially. I'll have to watch the film to get there. They were playing man. You know, I was working across the board there. One of our guys slipped, so we lost probably the winner there and was just trying to make a play.
And then the touchdown to Ty, just what kind of a spark did that give for the offense?
Oh, right before half, we call that double dipping. Now we got to do a better job coming out of half and executing. But scoring points there, and after all the turmoil that we were feeling in that game to go into halftime with the lead, made us feel really good.
I know you mentioned not riding the roller coaster, but I would imagine a game like this with the success your offense has can lead to something, right? Is this something that can be built off of?
Yes, if you use it the right way. Again, we got a game Thursday night, so it's a completely different team that we're facing, completely different defense. Not sure what game plan is going to look like, but we gotta start fast, really wipe this one, and start tomorrow on getting to Houston.
On Deion getting the key to the city.
That was awesome. I'm happy for him. Great ambassador for what Buffalo stands for. Yes.
Thanks, sir.
Josh Allen, massive day for him, and feeling good enough to admit that he knows that they play again in 4 days, and seemed to imply that he knew who they were playing, which is not always what you get from Allen after games. Speaking of him and his performance today, let's get you the Skyworks stats of the game. Skyworks Equipment Rental, building America from the ground up.
Well, quarterback Josh Allen leading the way both on the ground and through the air. 19 of 30 passing, 317 yards. That's back-to-back weeks with 300 yards or more passing. 3 touchdowns passing, 2 interceptions. It was a high-event game for Allen. 6 carries, 40 yards, 3 rushing touchdowns. Cook, 16 carries for 48 yards. Cook scored on a reception, one of 3 catches he had on the day. Tyrell Shavers led the way, receiving both in receptions and in yards. 4 for 90, including a 43-yard touchdown. Ty Johnson had a 52-yard touchdown reception as well. Those are the 3 touchdown catches. Gabe Davis, if you want him, 3 for 40, went to him early and then late. Baker Mayfield on the day, 16 of 28 passing, 173, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. He ran the ball 5 times for 39 yards. Sean Tucker, we were on the verge, if Tampa had found their way to a win here, this would have been the Sean Tucker game. 19 carries, 106 yards, 2 receptions, 34 yards, 3 times in the end zone, 2 rushing, 1 receiving for Tucker.
Pretty good. 44-32 Bills. We will look for your calls in a bit. 716-803-0550. Sean McDermott still to come as well. Denver takes the opening kickoff to a field goal, using up almost half the first quarter along the way to take the early lead on Kansas City 3-0. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. We'll get you home. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mayfield looking to the right, and it's picked off! Cole Bishop with the interception, back on his feet, up the sideline, and down to the 25.
All right, Bills over the Buccaneers in a wild one, 44-32. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog with you, post-game coverage. Bills go to 7-3. Next up, Houston, Thursday night in Houston. You watching the Chiefs game?
I thought I'd go red zone. I figured you might be. We could have huddled on this, but I've got red zone on, so I don't have the Chiefs on.
Okay, better, I think, as a team.
Yeah, okay.
Denver 3-0. Kansas City just punted and this might be coming back, flag. Mahomes missed three open receivers. I mean, we know that this can happen from today's game, for example.
Right.
We know that even the best quarterbacks can miss open guys. He just did first down, second down, third down, three different receivers. So Kansas City punts Denver up 3-0 there. What was today? I think this was, we have been just driving ourselves crazy with what the Bills don't do anymore. They're so afraid of turnovers. It's all about the run. Three tight ends, extra linemen, all of this stuff. And today was a throwback to before that, without Kincaid, without Coleman. And it was, I think, the kind of game that coaches hate.
Yeah, it was chaotic.
It was chaotic, but we enjoyed it. They won it, and we're just gonna hold our positions this week, right? And be like, this is what we wanted them to be. How did it go?
Yeah, I think so. I think if I were to answer directly, what was today, I would say encouraging. Because they found some plays down the field in their passing game. They made what I think is a pretty dramatic decision to bench the guy who's been leading them in snaps at receiver in Keon Coleman. Maybe that was a long time coming, but it happened, and they had a very productive day in the passing game and made plays down the field. And I'm encouraged by that. I'm not necessarily expecting that it will continue, but it was nice to see it for the first time in a while. And those kind of plays allow you to overcome the mistakes, which started right away. I mean, the first possession of this game is Allen from his own end zone. Really, it ends up only costing them 1 point. I mean, he was going to be sacked in the end zone for a safety, and he chest passes it out, and the Bills D did a decent enough job in that sequence to hold them to a field goal only. But the mistakes started early, but they overcame them with big plays in the passing game.
Yeah, that's maybe the first interception I've ever seen thrown with two hands. but, yeah, they got away with it. We'll get to Sean McDermott, I guess, whenever Sean McDermott is ready to talk. That's how this goes. His post-game press conference is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Heads up, whenever he starts talking, we all have to stop talking. So don't take it personally if you're on the air when I get the sign. Mm-hmm. Let's get to some calls. In fact, more specifically, our Serve Pro first response from the fans. Serve Pro cleaning, restoration, and construction like it never even happened. Get your quote now at servepro.com. Let's go to Connor. Hi, Connor.
Hi, guys. I just want to say, active listener, always listen to you guys, love what everything you guys got to say, but this week, let me tell you, this therapy session, I feel like it was a little bit uncalled for. This team came out after a slow week. It happens, and they proved themselves. 44 points without Keon, without these guys. We have Latu catching the ball. I think with Josh Allen, we're always in a Super Bowl era, and let all the guys eat. I'm going to hang up and let you guys hear what you got to say, but I appreciate it.
I'm not going to talk anymore because you said the therapy session is
didn't care for it.
I'm done. I guess I can go home. Wait, I am home.
That is kind of, I don't know if this guy's in radio, but it's kind of a pro move playing the Latu card. One pass for how many? Even Latu. That's what I would do. If I was trying to win in debate club, I might play the Latu card. So what happens to Coleman now?
I think that's a very interesting question. I think I might be like a hockey coach and say, you know what?
Hot hand.
Coincidence or not, I had a good game with that lineup, and I'm going to roll that same lineup out in 4 days. Now, Hardman got hurt, so there might be a spot, right?
And fumbled.
And fumbled, yes. Well, welcome to Buffalo, Mecole Hardman. Had a big return early, too. But with his spot maybe being up for grabs, that could make it interesting. Does Elijah Moore come back in, or does that open up a spot for Coleman?
Yeah, I don't know. Returns are a part of that equation. Coleman returned punts at Florida State?
He was back to return one punt so far this year. For the Bills.
But they're not going to want him to do it.
No. No.
Yeah, he's in tough now because, like, they scored 44 points and sort of returned to the little bit, like, the glory era of Bill's offense here.
And Davis, you know, he didn't have a big day, but he caught passes. Time for the coach. Sean McDermott's talking.
Good team, good quarterback, good defense, so on and so forth. So really proud of the way the guys worked this week, how they stayed together in the game, even though it didn't always go our way. The game's going to ebb and flow as it did, and I thought the staff made some good adjustments, and we came out on top. So all three phases contributed, which is good to see as well, and we get ourselves ready for Thursday night. Time's yours.
Hey, Sean, the decision to make Keon healthy scratch today, what went into that?
I think it's been out there. I believe Joe he was late for a team meeting, and so that was my decision.
How frustrating is that when this has occurred more than once, and you've already tried to send that message to, you know, how important it is to be on time and to be in those meetings?
Yeah, it is disappointing, but I still believe in the young man, and we get to a certain point, and I've got to do something. I try and give the guys some, kind of a strike approach. Hey, you get a chance to show that your teammates that's not really who you are. And then when it happens again, then I step in. So I believe he will learn from it. He takes it seriously, and he will move forward in a way of growing from this. And that's the whole goal.
Sean, you got Gabe in the game. You got Shavers more opportunities. What about what they contributed today?
Yeah, good to see. Really good to see. And, I mean, Shaves, you know his journey. I believe it was one of the touchdowns in the first half. Shaves made a huge block down, I believe it was their sideline. It may have been on a screenplay, actually. And that's a great team player, right? And the way he subscribes to that, the effort he gives, run game, pass game, screen game. That's important for us. And then to get Gabe, I mean, Gabe's been on this journey. I don't think people know how hard he's had to work to get himself back. And I have a lot of respect for him. And he loves playing football. He's a football player at heart. And just the energy he brings to us. You know, Josh has a good rapport with him, obviously built up over the years. So it's good to have him here.
Sean, with the short week, just one more key question. With how well the offense played today, would you see him sitting out Houston too?
I don't want to go there. It's too early right now for that. It's one day at a time, one week at a time, and we go from there. So let's start by him learning from this, and we get on the same page, and then we move forward, and then we can talk about who's up for the game and who isn't.
Who got to play today because of that?
Well, I believe you saw who was out there, right? You had the normal crew, you had Joshua, Khalil, Gabe,
but there was
Shaves,
such a mix and guys coming
Nicole
in and out
played.
I wasn't sure like who would have.
Well, it happened later in the week, so there was I thought Joe on the offensive staff and the players did a really good job of most of the game plans already in with players playing in certain spots. So their adaptability was very impressive, as well as Joe's as well. So
talk about winning in all three phases of the game. What did you think of the return game today? Ray Davis not so involved in the offense, but some massive returns, and obviously Hardman making a great first return.
Yeah, explosive, really explosive. Very impressed. That was the vision. Great signing by Brandon and his staff. And I mean, you felt it, right? Very first one. You know, it's like he was shot out of a cannon. And we'll see how he's doing and see. Where that takes us over the next couple of days and weeks here. So, but Ray Davis stepped in and certainly did his part, which I really appreciate, being a good team player. And you know, you see Ty getting involved on the offensive side, Ray getting involved on special teams, James catching the ball out of the backfield. That was really good, really good game plan by Joe and the offensive staff.
Sean, what does the emphatic bounce back from what happened last Sunday say to you about this team?
Yeah, they're learning how important it is to get themselves ready to go every week. We knew this was going to be a tough game. I mean, Baker's a heck of a quarterback. Todd does a heck of a job coaching his team, talented football team. And, you know, I think I said earlier in the week, they took a 19-play drive against an opponent early in the year to kind of knock them out. So there's a very resilient team. But this showed some toughness, which I like. We got to be tough if you want to win, and you want to win down the stretch. You got to have an element of toughness about you. And I saw some toughness from our team today that I loved.
Sean, it feels like in these games there's usually like a turning point or like a pivotal moment, and Cole may have made that play today. What have you seen in his development the last couple weeks? Because these seem to be reoccurring at this point now.
Just he's playing super confidently, flying around. He understands, you know, where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there. And again, you're talking about a player in his second year, middle of his second year, just, you know, or somewhere thereabouts or beyond that. I mean, you know, it's how a player develops. You want them to be great coming out of the box, but, you know, it just takes time sometimes for these guys. And that's why we coach. You know, our coaching staff, our defensive coaching staff, led by Joe Dana in this case, has done a phenomenal job with Cole. And Cole's a student of the game. He works at it. He learns. He grows. No different than all of us, right? So nobody's perfect, but you want to continue to work and grow and learn from situations and experiences.
Bishop has that experience of Poyer next to him now, but when you lose Hamlet and Rapp, where are you in terms of where his development of as a coach, thinking, all right, how's he going to handle being the man now?
Cole?
Yes.
Is he the man?
No, he seems to have found another gear at a time when you needed him to find it. He just, I'm sure it's not coincidence, it's all the work that leads up to it, but that he found that gear at a time when he needed to find it.
Right, no, and Tim, you see, like, when I get a chance to see different times that people can come in, and he's one of the first ones in there and one of the last to leave every day. So he invests time, and usually it may not happen right away. You see the fruits of your labor, one. And then two is when you're working side by side with Jordan Poyer every day, I mean, that is impactful, right, from a routine standpoint, habits, how the game's supposed to be played on early downs. I mean, there's just so much experience in Jordan. Jordan, I think, was one of the top tacklers we had tonight. So today, I really appreciate that about Jordan too, because the way he's impacted some of these young players.
The stops you got on defense in the fourth quarter to close out that game, did it really start with starting to win more at the line of scrimmage?
Yeah. First half, the run game was not good enough. Second half, we did a better job winning first down, some of those first down runs, getting them into some second and seven plus situations, and then it was winning third down after that. Baker made a couple scramble plays again. We changed some things up again, so I'm really, really happy with how both sides adjusted staff-wise. Offensively, I think we were averaging, 3.8 on first down. We end up with seven yards on first downs. And then defensively, they were averaging 7, and they end up at 4.6. So obviously something changed, which I credit the staff and the players for that.
Sean, what did you see in T.J. Sanders that gave you some confidence to play him some at edge, too, on the outside?
Well, again, it's you know, you're coming back, and we're trying to figure out where players are needed the most, and a player that has maybe a skill set that could go outside. So, you know, we carried 9 into the game, which is about what we normally usually, it's 5 and 4, 5 outside, 4 inside. So we felt like, you know, with Landon's injury last week, we needed to find a player that could do both in terms of getting us out of a jam. And then TJ ended up taking some kind of normal reps there. Thought our D-line coaches did a good job getting him ready. And credit to him, too. He came in and was like, hey, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And so that doesn't happen a lot, especially for a player who's so young.
John, sorry if you were already asked this, but downfield passing today, what, I don't know, I missed the first few minutes. If you didn't answer that, what opened it up all of a sudden today?
If it was one thing, I'd tell you right now, Sal, I'm going to use the coach cliche of I got to look at the film. But again, it's the ball finds those that work hard, and when you quarterback and get into a rhythm. And so it's, you know, the old line, I thought, did a really good job of giving Josh time. And so he had some time to maneuver and operate back there. And Josh stayed pretty patient back there as well. So there's not one thing I could say to you right now.
Coach, in a game like this where so many momentum swings, right, how fun is it for you as a coach when, you know, it really boils down to that competitive edge?
fun. Yeah, it's fun to compete. It is. It's fun to compete. That's part of the reason why we do this at times, you know. But my heart could use something a little bit a different type of game. But again, this win right here, as they are all hard to come by, this win right here showed me how tough we are. And there's a lot to be said for a tough football team. So we'll take them one at a time.
Is that something?
When you mentioned the run defense in the first half,
yeah.
Just was there anything Tampa Bay was doing or anything that you guys could work on there just for it to be more like it was in the second half?
Well, sometimes things are happening and unscripted looks, right, that we may have not have seen. And so in the second half, once we put our eyes on things and, hey, this is what's actually happening, then the game can slow down for the players when we can communicate that to the players. And the players did a phenomenal job in the second half. I mean, Bobby Babbage, you know, Ryan Nielsen, the D-line coaches together, the whole defensive staff really came together and were really on top of what we felt like they were trying to do to us in the first half. And sometimes in the second half, people will repeat. They will repeat those successful runs, and now the second time around, we were able to stop them. So it was good to see in a much needed adjustment.
Coach, let's talk about the back end. Cam Lewis, that pass breakup that he had, it's really not easy to talk about. That was a big play there. Just how impressed are you about your back end today, the performance?
Well, all together. I mean, just their resilient group. You know, the run game was getting us, 136 in the first half, end up with 202. But that, I think that was the difference in the game. Catherine made the point of the run game, and when you have a good receiving core like they do, it's, you know, you don't want to have to commit 8 in the box to stopping the run because it leaves you exposed outside. In this case, we had to do it, so that meant the back seven was going to have to make plays in one-on-one situations, and they did. And made some important stops on third down in particular, like you said.
Sean, your 100th NFL win, what does that mean to you, and what have you learned over the course of your career that has gotten you up to this 100 win?
Yeah, very grateful, number one. Glory to God, all of his blessings. This is a team honor, it really is. Brian and myself being here for the time that we've been here, his staff, my staff, collectively as an organization, very grateful for it. Never is about one person. Like any win, it's about the team. So we learn, we grow, we move forward, and we're grateful for the opportunity.
Sean, during the week, Tim was asking about Baker, not only the way he physically plays the game, but just kind of the emotional.
Yeah.
9 lead changes in this game. You got Josh and Baker kind of going back and forth. Any surprise that that's the way this kind of went?
Well, you know, when my heart started racing, I'm just glad it didn't end up in a bad situation, but I'm thinking, why is my heart racing? This is what you've been talking to the team about all week, right? And so why am I surprised? But that's good NFL football, and that's high-level competition, and that's what we do it for. That's the rush. Jim Johnson years ago, defensive coordinator in Philadelphia that I learned under, we'd be sitting there before a game, and, you know, as coaches, you're sitting there and you can't play anymore, but you're still – you get kind of, you know, the anxiety or whatever. You just kind of get that feeling before a game. And at the time I was younger, and Jim would say, hey, I can't believe I still do this, because it's this feeling before the game. And you're like, why do I do this to myself? But then once you get out there, you know, for all you guys have competed, right? You're on the platform, and it's like, this is what we do, right? It's this, I don't know, adrenaline or what it is, but it's high level of competition, two great quarterbacks, two great teams, and, you know, it's, but yeah, why do we do that to ourselves? I don't know, but sure makes it a lot more enjoyable when you can get a win out of it.
Sean, given that, what you just described and what you said about learning about this team, learning about itself, toughness, importance, got a short week now to get ready for a whole different deal. So how does that work into the plan of where you're literally going to start the prep in minutes from now?
Yeah, I'm going back over there and try and say hello to my family, and then either put my kids to bed and come back, or just stay here to start the next game. So life in the NFL doesn't slow down for anyone. So we get back at it after it here in a couple minutes.
We've seen some big games from Josh over the years, but they typically haven't come
following a rough start. So just how impressive was it to see him battle back after, you know, a couple bad plays, and then he, you know, really turns it on and finds that next game?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know Josh. He's hard to stop. And, you know, we all know how last week went, and, you know, probably a better question for him, but the Josh that I know is very, I mean, he will not be denied. That's the type of competitor, type of person, type of teammate that he is. So, and it wasn't just Josh, all 11 guys on offense, and then guys that were rolling in there thought did a phenomenal job. Joe and the offensive staff, same thing. So it's a good team win right here, but we got to learn from it and continue to move and grow as we move forward here. All right, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Sean McDermott and the Bills, 7-3. Fun ride today. 44-32 winners over the Tampa Bay Bucks. We'll get to a break shortly. First, though, a chance for our beloved network affiliates to take these 10 seconds to identify yourselves here on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
We'll get back into your calls and talk some more about today's Bills win after this break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Back to pass, looking left, pumps, rolls to his right, pocket collapsing, comes back to his left, heaves it down the left sideline for Shavers in the end zone for a touchdown. A broken play goes for six. 43 yards.
That one of three touchdown passes for Josh Allen on the day. The first of the three. Our Eye on the Quarterback is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business, is protecting your business. Quickly again on the day, Allen, 19 of 30 passing, 317 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. He also carried the ball six times for 40 yards and three rushing touchdowns.
I thought even though he was really open, that was a pretty good catch by Shavers. When they slowed that down, the wind was tough, and that ball was in the air for so long, it was not like, you know, right made to order. So he had to turn his hands a little bit and catch it, and then goes down in the end zone for that touchdown. I thought that was pretty good.
I'm hoping that he gets asked about it because I wonder the way he repositioned his hands at the last moment to catch it with his hands. I wonder if he was thinking about cradling it because maybe that's I'm not sure if that's a good idea when you're not trusting, you know, the wind, you know, ball might move a little bit, try to, you know, surround it. But he ended up going with the hands and it obviously was the right decision because it worked.
I mean,
but I wonder what he was thinking as that ball was in the air.
76 points on a day where it was super windy. I went out this morning and thought, I can barely keep my car on the road. Good luck to these quarterbacks.
Right.
But, you know.
Yeah, I wonder how much of a part that played in a couple of the throws that Allen missed. Right, the two-point conversion to Gilliam, that looked like a ball he tried to put a lot of touch on, and maybe it just floated away in the wind. There was another one, I think it was either Knox or Shavers, on the Bills' sideline going left to right, like going towards the tunnel, that he was scrambling. It was a third down, I think, and he had somebody open and just threw it way over his head.
Yeah, he was high on his misses mostly today. Palmer might be another one of those open on the right earlier in the game.
That's the one. It was Palmer. That is exactly who it was. Yeah.
Rolling right.
Yep.
Here's Adam with us. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, huge. I got to go to the game today with Brian, Charlie, Henry. It was awesome, and I need your help. Can you help me understand why we continue to run the bubble screen, even though we scored a lot of points? I just feel like it's really predictable, and I just... Help me understand why that continues to be something that we run, even though it seems like the defense is really ready for it.
Wait, you're home already?
Yeah, we got home really easily.
Amazing.
It was a good day for us.
Amazing, yeah. I don't know.
Impossible. I want to do the whole show about this.
I'm quite sure.
Can we call this guy's friends? That seems incredible.
Rattling off names like he's Matt Damon in right. Good Will Hunting, the names of his brothers. Do they need to run the tunnel screen less often? I don't know. Today, that wasn't top of mind for me. Like what they didn't do right
they
on
really,
offense today.
They really caught a break with the last one being the play where the Tampa defender, forgive me, I don't have the name at top of mind here, but got his hand wrapped around Shakir's helmet. It almost looked like his fingers were in the ear hole, and they called that face masking, and it was explained by the rules official, thank God for him, that was correct. Because that was one of those plays, and that was a third down that kept that final possession going and allowed them to ice the game. Otherwise, we're kicking a field goal, and it's, you know, what are we talking about at that point? It's an 8-point game, maybe.
Yep.
I think if they kick a field goal there, and that's no certainty in the wind.
Yep.
Today, so that was a really big play. They really got bailed out on that one.
Very much so. Right. That makes it 40-32 if they make the kick at that point, and instead. Right. Shortly thereafter, Allen is just rolling in for his third rushing touchdown of the game and 75th of his career. Same total as Cam Newton for the most ever. Let's go to Steven next. Hi, Steven.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Coming back from the game as well. I just want to say I really want to talk about the play from Cole Bishop lately. He's been playing fantastic with the interceptions, and I really feel like that interception yesterday changed the momentum. We were kind of on our heels after that fumble, and the whole stadium just changed after the interception kind of gave some momentum to the offense, too. Just want to get your thoughts on Bishop and his play. I'll hang up and listen.
I think his development has been one of the brightest stories on that whole defense this year. I'm not quite to, you know, you can count on him the way we were used to, you know, comfortably counting on the safeties and their play here through the Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott era. But Bishop is, he's getting better as it goes. And they need someone to make some plays back there, and he's doing it. So a bright spot on a defense that, you know, has a very tough time stopping the run, especially.
He was open on that pick. That was, I mean, Allen missed high a little bit, and Mayfield, who, I mean, he's fun and makes a lot of plays. That one was way over the head of his target, and Bishop. What, does he break off? Do you see it happening in front of him?
See, that's it. I'm not sure if it was overthrown or underthrown because there's a player in front of Bishop, but there was a little traffic there, and he bumped into Taron Johnson, and I think the ball might have been targeted for the player that was running behind Bishop. But, yeah, he peeled off his guy and went where he thought the ball was going, and he guessed right.
Okay. Shepard was the short
underneath.
Underneath,
right.
And he was
I think
was,
it might have been Ibuka running to the sideline.
Every time I saw Ibuka today, I think I was also seeing Jordan Poyer. Okay, I don't know if that was like a point for the Bills defense today, but you know, Poyer also with Poyer, I mean, he was all over the screen today. Good and bad maybe, but
right,
like
sure.
You know, inside runs where they Tucker or White would get to the second level and there was Poyer and it was up to him, you know, or else. Like there were a few of those where the back is untouched past the you know the defensive line, and then you had Poyer on. I wonder how many tackles he ended up with in this game, because every time I just kept seeing Jordan Poyer, which is still an adjustment for me. Like I was watching the Dolphins this morning, and I thought I was watching Jordan Poyer, but
holy cow, Mike! I'm just the person to ask. I've got Poyer credited with 15 total tackles.
Okay, I believe it.
It's a lot of tackles.
And Ibuka didn't do a lot in this game either, whoever deserves the credit for that.
Very quiet day from him.
We'll get to the locker room later on the post-game show, and player interviews will be brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be right back. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Four-man rush. Has time. Looking for somebody to get open. He's hit! Fumble! And the Bills have the football! Daquan Jones buried Baker Mayfield for the first time in the ball game, and Dorian Williams jumped on it for the second takeaway. And the Bills are going to put this one to bed.
Our new era signature play of the game, a Daquan Jones sack of Baker Mayfield. Ball pops loose. Chris Brown just told you. I don't need to tell you all.
Yeah, tell me what happened. Like you were there.
It's our new era signature play of the game brought to you by, New Era Cap, the official cap of Josh Allen and the NFL.
Bulldog like that caller. Home in a snap. I mean, just...
Yeah.
Nobody can get out of there except you two.
Yeah.
Bills 44, Buccaneers 32. Man, it would have been really tough. No matter how it looked, to imagine this team winning another division title with a loss here. Like they didn't literally have to have this game for that, but it's funny. Like this is what is so fascinating about following the league, how that can feel right. And now you look at it and it's a game and a half out and they're playing Thursday night. They're a 3.5 point favorite already Thursday night. And if they win there, then they're one back and they'll play New England again. You know, it's just,
yep.
It's so easy. It's good to not be like this, to sort of overreact to everything, not just what the standings look like, but also how the team looks. You know, there's the last week is a lesson in that.
Yeah.
No, they weren't perfect today, but man, last week was a disaster.
Last week was a disaster. Today was not a disaster, but it was tense. They were losing this game early in the fourth quarter.
32-31.
Tampa takes the lead there very early on in the quarter, and yeah, I mean, it was, there were times even, that they're getting plays, but it's like, man, sometimes some stuff just feels really hard, but they score 44 points and the quarterback had 6 touchdowns. But, how spoiled am I that I'm watching this game? But it was tense. I mean, I thought they could have easily lost this game the way it was going, but they made enough big plays and closed it out. They got some stops at the end and managed to win comfortably.
3 passing touchdowns, 3 rushing touchdowns for Allen. I didn't get this from a league site, but I did see on Twitter he's the only player ever to have done that, and he's done it twice now.
Right. They said that on the broadcast, that it's the second time in NFL history that's happened, and the other was Josh Allen, and I forget what game they said it was.
Late last year, I think. Getting connected with the fans, powered by Verizon, the official 5G partner of the Buffalo Bills. Here's Tanner next. Hello, Tanner.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Hey, long-time listener. I was listening to you before the break. I wanted to agree with you, Bulldog. I thought Poyer balled out today. Absolutely was everywhere from what I saw. Maybe a couple plays, he missed a tackle here or two, but I thought it was great, and I think it elevates Cole Bishop's game as well. I just had a quick question. I just wanted to see what you guys thought about how, at least from what I see, our third and long defense is just, it just seems like every single team is hitting us third and long, getting the first down. And then offensively, I thought Gabe Davis had a great day. You know, it wasn't anything crazy. And then also, I agree with you guys. I think we are spoiled. You know, it's so up and down all game long, emotion wise. And but our quarterback scores 6 touchdowns. So, just wanted to pick your guys' brains about the defense on third and long, and that's really it.
Okay,
the defense to me, just generally speaking, because a third and long, you'd like to be able to get off the field, of course. And a failure to do that is really maddening. There were a couple of Baker scrambles. I talked about this late in the week. Like, him getting out is as annoying as anyone in the league because he doesn't really look that good doing it, but he does it, and it's effective, and he's just such a dog. That is not a Super Bowl defense right now. I still don't think it is.
Who's?
The Bills.
Okay, yeah.
They've got problems on that side of the ball. I mean, they got enough stops today, as it turned out, but that is – They're in tough on that side of the ball. Like, the injuries have really, really hurt them. They're Hoyt, you know, coming in like he did after the suspension and then leaving after only whatever it was, 6 quarters basically or 7 quarters.
Yeah.
Just tough. So I think that's going to be a challenge all year. It has been so far, and I think it will continue to be one.
Yeah, the Poyer point, I don't want to say he wasn't good. The caller credited you for saying, like, you thought he was great.
All I did was tell you he had 15 tackles.
He had 15 tackles, and I don't want that. No defense should want that for whoever it is, you know, the best safety in the league to come up with 15 tackles. You know, that means you're just getting gashed. So good that he did it, but it's not a good sign, I would say. But good that he did it. Yeah, like, they just get run on so easily. And you had they got away with it today. I mean, Allen made enough big plays for this because they didn't get it from Cook, really. And, you know, you needed everything you got from Allen here. But when you have that much of a problem stopping the run, and you turn the ball over three times, what are your odds? Yep, if you're giving up six yards per carry and you're, you know, turning the ball over three times, really, how often do you win an NFL game with that combination of statistics? It's pretty rare. They did get a couple of turnovers back, but for a minute they were minus three.
Yeah,
today
I got to go back and look at the boxes from this year, but 44 points, and it's a day. It feels like it's rare this incarnation of the Bills since they became a team really reliant upon James Cook to trigger their offense. Right, if that's going, especially on first down, everything sort of falls into place, and we've seen these games this year where they almost don't even need their passing game. The run game is so good. And they, you know, they win games comfortably behind that. I don't know. I don't want to say put a timeline on it, put a timestamp on it, but it feels like it's been a while since they had a game where they exploded like that for 44 points, and Cook had a pretty modest day, at least running. He made a couple plays in the passing game, of course, and that helped too. But the running game did not trigger anything today.
You know what it is? Maybe there's another one, but it's the opener. Against Baltimore.
Oh, right.
Cook 13 for 44 in that game.
And they got the 41 that day, yeah.
41 points. Caught five passes. Speaking of the Ravens, by the way, all four games have new scores since the update. Cleveland is leading Baltimore at the two-minute warning 13-10. Browns got a pick six. Ravens got the touchdown back on a Henry run. Chiefs and Broncos are 6-6 at the two-minute warning in Denver. The Rams lead the Seahawks at the half, 14-9, and the Niners have the lead almost to the half in Arizona, 22-10. Two McCaffrey touchdowns, wouldn't you know it? Good for your fantasy team, Bulldog, if you have McCaffrey.
Sure, I don't.
Josh Allen, 47.85 fantasy points.
Yeah, we played against Josh Allen
today. How was that? That's fun.
Yeah.
That's fun to sort of check on your score and see Allen on the other side. Right. I mean, it's happened many times. But I believe that's the high number for the season in the NFL for a quarterback, if not for any player. 47.8, Allen today. 75 career rushing touchdowns now. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Bills win it 44-32. Next game Thursday night in Houston. Back with more after this. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here's the snap. Allen going to run it over the right side, looking for the end zone, and the Beast is in once again for a 5-yard touchdown run. It's a 5-touchdown day for Josh Allen.
3 passing and ultimately 3 rushing for Allen in one of his kind of games, 44-32. It had a lot, including, maybe most thrillingly of all, a virtual measurement today. We saw that. Which, obviously, that sped things up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Bills were fortunate in a few different areas today, I think. I thought that could have easily been a space ref, moon ref first down. Mm-hmm. But what they're measuring is only where the ball was spotted, not where somebody in some New York or wherever thought Otten got to on that play. I thought the Bills were fortunate there. And then 2 wimpy punts. That one, even though, yes, they were deep in their own end, but Bucks don't have the memo on this. And then the 4th and 2, 7.5 left, closer to midfield. That was bad. I mean, back and forth this game, and Tampa punts with that amount of time left. Just no excuse for that one.
I thought they caught a break on the roughing the passer, too. I didn't think that was I know that's one that just it happens that way. But Tampa got flagged pretty early in the game on a roughing call that I don't think really was much of anything. There was some good fortune, I think, there too.
Speaking of roughing the passer, Mayfield was lucky he didn't get hurt on the Bosa roughing call. That's the Tom Brady rule. When you go into the guy's knee, his leg is planted, and that could have been bad. But luckily for Mayfield, it was not. We'll take a quick call or two here if we can. Mary Beth is next. Hello.
Yes, I just wanted to say, like, first of all, I'm a diehard Josh Allen fan. I will love him for life. And watching him snowplow his way into the end zone in real time was pretty amazing. I was at the field, and it was amazing. But I did have some concerns I want to get your opinion on. Should we be concerned at all that he's still missing some of these pretty key passes, even the smaller ones in very key situations?
I think he had some accuracy issues. I don't know how much the wind would have impacted some of that today. But the first thing I said today was he had a monster game, 6 touchdowns, but he missed, I thought, some stuff that looked pretty easy. So it was a little bit of a weird game, but obviously you don't throw back 6 touchdowns.
Thanks, Mary Beth. Let's get Bobby in quickly. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Got me?
Yes. Yep.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Great win. First big happy birthday to my buddy Dale, who was at the game. Happy birthday, Chino. Guys, this is Gabe's offense. He brought us our Josh back. After those 6 touchdowns, you can't deny it. Running game, not ideal, but this is the offense we need to win games right now when our defense plays the way it does. Gabe comes back, wins, and instantly revives the Josh. I want to roll around in a snowbank, kissing and dry humping until he breaks me in half because this giant dog. I'm going to hang up and listen.
Okay. How much credit do you want to give Davis for today? A tiny bit? Any?
I'm not really inclined to dignify any of the remarks made by the gentleman who just called.
You know, there is a correlation when someone waits for 2 hours to talk. Yep. Sometimes it can go awry. Bills 44, Bucks 32. This is the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Bills over the Bucks, 44-32. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Let's get to the locker room. Player sound brought to you by Reimer Home Services. Homes rely on the Rhino. Key to the city, Deion Dawkins. Here's Deion.
How good a bounce back was, how satisfying it was for this team.
A win is satisfying, no matter how it comes. We lost last week, we won this week, so we're all happy. You know, and that's a good team. It's a good team. Baker's been playing well. Our guy Tristan Wirfs is over there. He's been playing great. You know, Hassan Reddick was a little down, but that's a good team. And it was back to back, score after score after score after score. So it's a good football game, and that's a great team.
A little different than what we've been used to seeing, where you guys have been leaned on the run game when the passing game has struggled. Today, the run game wasn't going, but the passing game got going today. How nice is it to know that you can turn to that when that happens?
I think it's cool to see the MVP quarterback rip it and guys run past defenders and catch deep balls, you know, because for the duration of the season, we have to be able to do it all, screens, passes, and runs. So it's good that in the middle of the season, that door is finally open.
You guys have had to weather storms in games throughout the season, turnovers and things like that. How did you guys do that once again this time? Because other times it's gone the other direction.
Yeah, you know, just take what – and we get – lean on each other, because it seems like when we made a mistake, the defense picked up for us. And then when the defense made a mistake, we picked up for them. And special teams came in huge. Special teams was giving us great field position every possession. So all three phases really did – and their job, where as if in the previous weeks, one group might not do their job or we might not do our job, and it just makes it just a little bit harder. But this week, everybody was on the right page, and, you know, it played in our favor.
We just spoke with Keon out there. He took accountability and said he has to be better.
He just fell.
Are you okay? He said he can't keep making
– You good?
Sorry. Keon took accountability. He said he has to be better. He can't keep making those mistakes. What can you, as a leader or guys in this locker room, do to help a young player like that?
I already spoke to him. When I spoke to Keon before in this game, and I told him, I said, bro, look, don't even worry about it. Everybody goes through a different journey, right? Let's just say that this is the last time. Let's just move forward. And he said, I'm with you. That's all and we need, right? Like, nobody's perfect. But in this league, we need guys to come on. And Keon knows, right? Now he's in a hot seat, and he needs to come on and show up for us. Pat's on the back are over with, and it's time for him to grow up, and he knows it. And as an older player on the team, we hold everybody accountable, and we shoot straight. We don't sugarcoat it, and the words were said to him, and he took it well. And we'll see how it goes in this week. But like I said in the beginning of the season, I'm in Keon's corner, man. Like, this league is hard. Being on time is hard. Being great is hard. Pushing for greatness is hard. So we got his back, but the time is now for Keon to come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said about the MVP. Josh got off to a rough start, had a couple turnovers. He ends up with 6 touchdowns today. What'd you see out of 17? Sure. Anything different today, just the way he bounced back?
No blink. You know, he didn't look the other way. He just looked forward, right? Like, it's never going to be perfect. I promise you. If the games were perfect, y'all would be bored. Right, if there wasn't flags, y'all would be bored. If there wasn't anxiety, or if everybody's emotions like weren't high, y'all would be bored. So, hey, we're gonna take what and we get. Guys are gonna continue to be unperfect, and we're gonna play through the unperfectnism, as I made that word up.
On the opposite of spectrum of what happened with Keon, you have Tyrell, who got his opportunity.
Yeah,
he really took advantage of it today. What can you say about him?
Yeah, Chaves has been consistently at it over and over and over and over and over and over. He's been showing up in camp. He's been showing up in practice, and Shaves made a huge play for us, and he's going to continue to make plays for us. So thankful that Shaves is here. I'm thankful that he's just been taking his battles, up and down battles, up and down battles, you know, and it's hard. It's hard to just stay with it, but he stayed with it, and look, popped it off today.
Deion Dawkins and the Bills winners today. Back to the locker room right away with Daquan Jones.
Way he kind of play every position, kind of move around, and just it's huge for him early on in his career. I think it's going to pay him huge dividends later on in his career. But to kind of be that player, to kind of move around and play all across the board, is going to help his overall game. And I'm happy to see him go out there and be confident and comfortable in that role.
It wasn't pretty, certainly. Mm-hmm. But how did you guys kind of hunker down for that home stretch and secure this win?
Like I said earlier, just keep believing in each other and you know, go out there and keep talking the same language and same lingo. Just go out there and have that confidence that something going to get the stop. And again, not everything's going to go your way. But when they broke them runs, we kind of came to the sideline, talked about it, went out there, anchored down, and got the stops we needed. And, kind of just kept it to the game plan. And then later on, just kind of paid dividends late in the quarter.
Run defense has been an issue, another reoccurring theme. How do you kind of not get too frustrated in the battle to say, like, man, we're doing it again?
Listen, we got to win, right? We got to win. 7-3, we're going to always kind of try to fix that throughout the season and continue to get better at it. But the run defense takes all 11 to do the job, from the front to the linebackers to the DBs. You can't just do it with but one, two, or even four guys. You need everybody, and you know, we gotta make sure we're all on the same page. And when we get, you know, attacked with that same kind of run game, what it did today, just be in better position to make those plays.
Daquan Jones and the Bills over the Bucks outlast the Bucks. I want to say for this one, 44-32. Thanks for being with us on post-game coverage tonight. Join us Monday through Friday, 3-7 Eastern, to talk more about the Bills and tomorrow this game. Enjoy the rest of your night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is Buffalo Bills football.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.